The 17th basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme ministering in the body of Christ, which is the church. The Lord be with you. Every now and then there arises someone saying, Christ yes, the church no. This is an heresy, as contradictory and deceiving as the other one that says, Jesus, the Son of God, yes, Jesus, the Son of Man, no. The same way one cannot separate the perfect divinity of Christ from his weak humanity, in the same way one cannot separate Christ as head from his mystical body, which is the church. One always makes a personal experience of Jesus in the church. And if such encounter does not happen in the church, as it happened with Saint Paul, who met Jesus on the road to Damascus, it always leads to the church. Such experiences are extraordinary. Normally, we encounter Jesus in a personal way through the sacraments, especially through the Mass, where we communicate with him by listening to his word and receiving him in the Eucharist. However, we can understand why it is so difficult for us to encounter Jesus in the church. It is because the church is made of sinful human beings. And what strikes us first in the church is the improper, abusive, and sinful behavior of its members, even if they are the priests themselves. Sometimes it is so difficult to see how the church is the mystical body of Christ and therefore holy. That is why the great masters of the spiritual life teach us that the humanity of Jesus is the way to holiness. We look at Jesus of Nazareth with the eyes of faith in his resurrection. Consider how difficult it was for his contemporaries to see God fully incarnated in him, taking up our sinful human nature. Saint Paul said he became sin. His holiness became really concealed. No wonder they rejected him and crucified him. We cannot grow in intimacy with the divinity of Christ unless we grow in union with the humanity of Jesus. In the same way, we cannot grow in intimacy with Jesus Christ unless we give ourselves to his mystical body, which is the church. We may ask whether Christ and the church need us. We can say no. It is we who need Christ and the church for our salvation. Yet, through the mystery of the Incarnation, the Son of God has chosen to come amongst us as someone who needs us absolutely, even the least one of us. He needed a mother to feed him, a man to father him, shepherds to warm and amuse him. We can draw a long list of people whom he let them serve him in one way or another. Mother Teresa has interpreted his cry on the cross, "I thirst," as the ultimate need of Jesus for each and every human being. And through the mystery of Pentecost, whereby the Holy Spirit, the giver of all gifts, was poured on the believers, thus giving birth to the church, God has made the spreading of the good news of salvation dependent on each and every member of the church. The cell in drawing us closer to Jesus, draws us closer to the church, of which our first experience is the parish. If we want to grow in our intimate relationship to Jesus and grow in our mutual love, not just by words, but in deeds and truly, as St. John tells us in the first letter, chapter 3, verse 18, we need to serve. In the church, service has a particular name, having a ministry, from the Latin word minister, meaning precisely servant. Although not everyone can have the same ministry, and there are certain ministries which are entrusted to a small number of people, like the ministry of leadership, in the church there is no place for someone who is not called to serve through some kind of ministry, however small. The cell needs to heal us from our passivity and help us grow out of our infantile mentality as members of the church, being only on the receiving end and never feel the responsibility of contributing anything apart from some coins to the building of the body of Christ. The cell does this by starting to entrust us with a small ministry within the cell itself. We need to learn how to serve. We need to learn how to fulfill our ministry in coordination with other brethren who might have other ministries. It might sound strange to you saying that we need to learn how to serve. I am sure that all of you have been serving many people in many ways all through your lives. However, there might be some new things we need to learn with regard to serving in the cell or in the parish. These are not the same as serving in our family or at our office. The one who really wants to serve in the most effective and fruitful way never chooses himself what service to give and how to give it. Whoever really wants to serve, all he does is to put himself at the disposition of the leader in the cell or of the parish priest in the parish. The leader and the parish priest have a particular ministry through which they serve the cell and the parish. Their ministry is to create the greatest space possible for the largest number of ministries, so that each and every member might find his place to contribute for the building up of the cell or of the church. Their ministry is to coordinate all the various ministries, like a conductor directing a numerous orchestra. Having a ministry is not a question of doing what you like or feel capable of doing, or of keeping to do what you have always done. God may call you to fulfill a ministry which you have never imagined of doing, or which you might feel convinced that you are not the right person for it. Since the real leader of the church is Jesus Christ, who uses people like the leader of the cell and the parish priest, then he is free to go by his preferences. Sometimes he calls and empowers people to serve certain ministries which no one would have imagined. And what about the wonderful fruit that comes out of such obedience? Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.